Sergio Mendes, Brazilian music legend, dies, aged 83, date modified :2024-09-06T16:28:28.096Z, description : one of the biggest selling Brazilian artists of all time, he scored a global hit with Mas Que Nada. Bossa Nova legend Sergio Mendes dies, Getty Images. During the late 1960s, Sergio Mendes was the biggest-selling Brazilian artist in the world. Brazilian musician Sergio Mendes, who helped popularize bossa nova and samba with Western audiences, has died at the age of 83, his family has confirmed. The band leader and composer is best known for the buoyant Latin pop hit Mas Que Nada, and putting Brazilian twists on English songs such as The Look of Love and The Beatles' The Fool on the Hill. Mendes recorded more than 35 albums, many of which went gold or platinum in the US, and received an Oscar nomination in 2012 for CO writing the song Real in Rio from the animated film Rio. A statement from his family said Mendes passed away peacefully on Thursday in Los Angeles, surrounded by his wife and children. No official cause of death was given, however the family said Mendes had been suffering with long-term COVID, and the musician was known to have suffered respiratory problems since the end of 2023. The family's statement said Mendes brought the joyous sounds of his native Brazil to the world. Mendes last performed in November 2023 to sold-out and wildly enthusiastic houses in Paris, London, and Barcelona, it continued. For the last several months, his health had been challenged by the effects of long-term COVID. The statement concluded by saying Mendes leaves us with an incredible musical legacy from more than six decades of a unique sound. Sun-kissed hits, the son of a physician, Mendes was born in Niterói, Brazil, and initially studied classical piano, with the intention of becoming a concert pianist. But his life changed in 1956 when he heard his first jazz record, Take Five, by the American musician Dave Brubeck, and abandoned his studies. For me that was like, I would say, one of the incredible moments of my life, he told US radio station NPR in 2014, because when I heard that, I had no idea about jazz or anything. The star played Glastonbury in 2013, he started playing in nightclubs in Rio de Janeiro, just as the bossa nova craze hit, and began to immerse himself in that scene, alongside other luminaries such as Antonio Carlos Jobim and João Gilberto. His first recording, Dance Moderno, was released in 1961 on the Philips Records label. 3 years later, he left Brazil for the USA to escape the military dictatorship, but it was not an easy transition. His Brazilian bandmates returned home, forcing Mendes to form a new group. Called Brazil 66, it featured two American singers, Lonnie Hall and Karen Phillip. Signed to A&M Records, they hit on a winning formula, jazzy renditions of popular Brazilian songs alongside samba-enriched versions of the hits of the day. They scored their first major hit with Mas Que Nada, a sun-kissed cover of a Jorge Ben original, full of finger clicks, shimmying shakers and an ebullient chorus that sings of the urge to dance. There is something very magical about that chant, Mendes later recalled. People love that song, everywhere in the world. It was the first Portuguese-language song to become a global hit, and propelled Brazil 66's self-titled debut album into the top 10 of the US charts, Getty Images. Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66 helped to popularize the sounds of Brazilian pop around the world. Later records saw Mendes perfect his blend of Western melodies and Brazilian rhythms, covering Simon and Garfunkel's Scarborough Fair, and Otis Redding's Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. When he covered the Beatles' The Fool on the Hill on the 1967 album Look Around, Paul McCartney wrote Mendes a letter, telling him it was his favorite version of the song. Although his music was dismissed as easy listening at the time, he was hugely popular, playing arena tours and performing at the White House for Presidents Lyndon B. Johnson and Richard Nixon. He was a regular on TV shows alongside artists such as Perry Como, Jerry Lewis, Fred Astaire, and Frank Sinatra, with whom he struck up a close friendship. In the 1970s, he relaunched his band as Brazil 77, but his commercial fortunes waned until the 1983 comeback album, Sergio Mendes, gave him the biggest chart hit of his career, a cover of the Dionne Warwick classic Never Gonna Let You Go. The success came about almost by accident, as Mendes only added the song to his repertoire at the last minute. All the other songs on the album were up and festive. "I needed a ballad on the album, just to change the pace a bit," he said in an interview for the Billboard Book of Number 1 Adult Contemporary Hits, Getty Images. Mendes, along with Pelé and Elton John, attend a match by the LA Aztecs in Los Angeles, 1977. In 1992, he won a Grammy for his album Brasileiro, which featured several tracks with the young percussionist and singer Carly Nose Brown, now one of Brazil's most prominent musicians. Among their collaborations was Magalenha, a joyous song powered by the energetic sounds of Baian percussionists from the streets of Rio, that quickly became a Latin standard. 2 decades later, in 2012, the duo received an Oscar nomination for their work on the Rio soundtrack, Getty Images. Will.i.am wrote and produced several songs with Mendes in the 2010s, the inclusion of Mas Que Nada on the soundtrack to Mike Myers' Austin Powers film introduced Mendes to a whole new audience in 1997, and by the early 21st century, most of his back catalog had been reissued for new fans. Around the same time, Mendes began to incorporate elements of hip-hop into his sound, collaborating with the Black Eyed Peas on a new version of Mas Que Nada, and recording songs with rappers including Common and Q-Tip. Mendes also made a cameo in the 24-hour-long video for Pharrell Williams' Happy, and won a Lifetime Achievement Award at the 2005 Latin Grammys. A film of his life, Sergio Mendes in the Key of Joy, was released in conjunction with a new album in 2020, and he continued playing live until very recently, including an appearance at the London Jazz Festival last October. Summing up his philosophy of music, Mendes once said, "When I think about Brazilian music, the first words that would come to my mind would be joy, celebration, party. I think it is in the spirit of the people in general." The musician is survived by his wife, Gracinha Lepo Reis, who sang on many of his records. He also had 5 children, culture music.